Hello and welcome to the Mole Valley Farmers Podcast. I'm Seth Conway, and in this episode we're taking a festive behind-the-scenes look at something you don't often get to see: how Mole Valley Farmers gets its stores across the UK ready for Christmas. From planning ranges nearly a year in advance to the huge logistical effort that goes into turning each store into a rural Christmas destination. We'll hear from the people at the heart of it all: Retail Director Richard Ramsram and Head of Retail Buying Kathy Wood. So settle in, because Christmas at Mole Valley Farmers starts long before the tinsel goes up. That's coming next. So this should be a really enjoyable conversation. Let me welcome Richard and Kathy to the Mole Valley Farmers podcast and introduce themselves. Let's start with you, Richard. Just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, good morning. Richard Ramsram, Retail Sales and Operations Director for Mole Valley Farmers. I've been with Mole Valley Farmers now just under 10 years. Come from a retail background and have learned farming and agriculture over the last 10 years, which has been hugely enjoyable and beneficial.
Fantastic. Lovely to have you with us, Richard. And welcome, Kathy.
My name's Kathy Wood. I have been with Mole Valley Farmers for 19 years. Actually joined the business as one of the buying team, buying pet and equine products, and look after a team now of just under 20 people, including a team of buyers. And we buy everything within the retail segment of the store. So anything from food and drink to Wellington's, heating fuel, equine garden, pet, clothing. So a really eclectic mix of products.
You've certainly seen a lot then, Kathy, in your time with Mole Valley Farmers. So let's get straight into this conversation and go for the big one. It must take lots of time and hard work to Christmas our stores. So when does that work actually begin?
Well, Christmas is our golden quarter. So for us, October to December is the most important quarter of the year in retail. And that work actually starts in November of the previous year for textile products. So for clothing, we start our buying meetings now this month for autumn, winter 26, 27. And then for things like Christmas gifting, decorations, trees, all that sort of product, we actually start on the 27th of December with the analysis of the Christmas just gone. And then we start our buying at Spring Fair, which is an event that runs for 3 or 4 days at the NEC. And that runs either at the end of January or the very beginning of February.
Christmas feels like it's all year round for you then, Kathy.
Yeah, I get a little bit emotional when I see people grumbling about Christmas products in the stores and how it's too early, because we've already been on it for 9 months.
Yeah, it must feel as though Christmas never ends for you. So when do you actually start looking at those product fairs? When are you going to those, and what are you choosing? What's the criteria that you set about for picking? Because if you're looking almost for 9, 10, 11 months ahead, how do you do that?
Well, we build on the products that have been successful in the prior year, but obviously we need to bring newness and freshness in for our customers as well. So we're always looking for products that sit back with our customer base. So, you know, we are a country store, so I don't think you would expect to see too much glitter and glitz in our business. You know, we're a rural retailer, and, you know, we look for products that will bring difference and value. So products that you can't just go and find on the high street, and products that sit back really well with a country way of life. And we try and find things where we can build really compelling promotions for customers and bring real value to the table.
I guess working closely with the wider team really helps with that. Richard, I guess you're there at the coalface in the stores, knowing what's happening. And for you, I guess you're able to feedback on what goes well and on what doesn't go quite so well from year to year.
Yes, absolutely. We have a very close working relationship with Kathy and her team of procurement buyers. We generally feedback to Kathy and the team straight after the end of the season about what's worked well, what product. There's a lot of data that we hold within the business to look at potential sell-through, or look at sell-through rates within the organisation. Are there any opportunities for upcoming years? regarding sell-through, where a store may have sold through a particular product fairly early in the season and has had an opportunity to get more product in. I think our stores are quite eclectic in their setup, in their location. Some stores are more rural than others. Some stores are more mainstream, let's call it sort of close to city centre locations. And that attracts a different type of customer into our stores and our locations. And trying to range a suite of products that meets the agriculture customers' needs and also the wider local community needs is something that we work very closely with. We also have a team of regional managers who feed back on a regular basis to the procurement team and to our merch planning team regarding the opportunity, new products to trial, new opportunities. And one of the things that the guys, the regional managers, will do on a consistent basis throughout the course of November, December, is potentially move products around within the estate. So are there particular products in some locations that work better than other locations? So they're a bit of an Uber service at the same time when it comes to that November and December, and especially where we've got particular customers who have specific product needs, who are after a particular product or a particular size in a particular garment or clothing, for instance. So there's a lot of to and fro and a lot of moving around throughout the course of the season that the guys tend to support with at the same time.
And I guess that's the advantage of having a quite large number of stores, isn't it? That you can take that best practice or that information and be able to apply it in a rather nimble fashion.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think as a business, we have a very regular and consistent, what we call a national teams call with our stores on a weekly basis. The procurement team are involved in those weekly teams calls. And that's our opportunity where we share the sort of the best practice and the opportunities. And also, you know, the way that we set our stores up, you know, a lot of our stores really do have the freedom to be entrepreneurial in their stores and on their shop floor with display space, creativity.
So how important then is it to reach out beyond our farmer shareholders to those wider communities in those distinct locations to try to attract people into the stores? How important is that this time of year?
Very important. And I think if you look at the outreach activity that we do as a business during key seasons throughout the year, we'll have a door drop, a 12-page door drop that will go to, you know, more than 1.5 million door drops across the UK. These are very targeted postcodes that are within driving distance of our stores across the UK itself. But we also deploy a very heavy digital outreach activity. So we use a lot of the social platforms to get more information out there, brand awareness within the social platforms. But I think a lot of it is, you know, from a store perspective, when these customers come in and they see the products for the first time. And there are some customers who come into our store maybe only once or twice a year at key seasons to purchase their Christmas tree, you know, or to buy, wellies or some seasonal products. So trying to get those customers to see the broad range of products that we have in our stores and the experience we get from our stores at that particular time of the year goes some way to then hopefully converting that customer into a mole customer, you know, taking up one of our membership offers and then seeing the great deals that we have throughout the 12 months of the year. So engagement is absolutely key. Creating a really, enjoyable shopping experience for the customer during that busy period is absolutely key for us. And for us, that's those repeat customers. We want those customers to become loyal customers and then basically shop with us 12 months of the year and not just once or twice a year.
And why wouldn't they? Capture them and tell them all the great things about Mole Valley. And Cathy, so somebody came into the stores at this time of year. Do you think they could get Christmas done in one place?
Really good question, Seth. And as Richard's already mentioned, our stores are quite an eclectic mix, and we have some smaller stores and other stores that are three and four times the size of our smallest stores. Within our bigger country stores, absolutely. You know, you'd be able to buy a huge proportion of your Christmas dinner as well as all your Christmas shopping. Perhaps not so much in some of our really small stores.
Yes, which is perhaps understandable, which kind of leads us into the next line of questioning, which is kind of what kind of logistical challenges then does Christmas present? Because if you're buying across the field for those stores and then you're suddenly getting all this Christmas stock in, how does that work? Because farming never stops, as we know. So how do you kind of put Christmas into that mix?
In terms of what we do, we grade the stores from A to D based on both size and their demographic and their typical customer base. So we'll order very differently for a store that's an A grade to a D grade within a particular category. So we're very mindful of space. We have a space planning team. We know how many bays each store has to merchandise within each product area. The biggest challenge around Christmas is the fact that we have to place all of our orders. So there isn't any free replenishment stock that we can take if something performs better than we expected. And operationally, from Richard's point of view, he wants a perfect Christmas. And for Richard and the regional management team, they want to see full availability to Christmas Eve and then sold out on Christmas Eve. And with the best will in the world, we're going to be wrong or lucky. So, you know, we do have to work quite hard. And we have a very high footfall and very high demand for everyday consumable product at the same time. So it's really important our stalls really feel that they're the farmer's store and that they can still get all of those key agricultural inputs and everything that they need. So it takes some very clever merchandising and some optimization around foyers, around space outside the stores for trees, around things like power wings, gondola ends, impulse units at the tills. We pull a lot of different levers to make sure we've got enough space.
Cathy, it sounds like you are Father Christmas then for Richard, if you're trying to deliver everything as it should be and get it done by Christmas Day. An amazing achievement. Richard, you were going to come in on that.
Yeah, and I think when you look at a Mulvaney Farmers store, we're not your typical sort of, you know, high street retail park retailer. I think what most of those organisations do are able to do, they're able to remove, you know, particular products, categories from their shop floor to hand over the space to seasonal and Christmas products. We don't have that luxury because we sell all year round rural stroke agri products. They need to be on display 12 months of the year. You know, we can't remove that product from our shop floor and we don't have elasticated walls. So what the stores have to do is be very creative with how they merchandise those additional seasonal lines in our stores, in our feed stores, in our warehouses. And that's a logistical nightmare. And that's where, you know, our visual merchandising team come into it as well, because they'd give us ideas on what's the best way to maximise the opportunity with your merchandising of product on the shop floor. So there's a lot of seasonal products that come into their own during, you know, retail's golden quarter. I think the ownership is very much on our store teams, on the execution, on the maintenance, on how they can safely merchandise those products and deal with the additional product that comes in. And as Cathy touched on there, Christmas trees, we sell, you know, over 30,000 Christmas trees, you know, across, you know, a very short window of time. And our Christmas trees are second to none. You know, from a value price perspective, you know, they really are, you know, second to none. But they require a lot of space. They require resource. They require, you know, yard area. And to be able to do that on top of your normal day-to-day products becomes, you know, something that you have to stay on top of, you know, every single day during that sort of November and December period. I think also as well, when you look at maybe some of our smaller stores might have, you know, maybe not a warehouse that, you know, supports the product ranging we have during that busy golden quarter period, managing stock levels and minimum levels on key lines is absolutely critical, because, you know, you still got to have that those feeds, the, you know, the feed orders, the equine products, you know, the backup lines on pet, etc. You're still got to make sure that you meet the needs of those customers, but you also got to accommodate all of these additional products that may well be coming into your store. So logistical nightmares for stores, but one that they tweak and manage accordingly based on sales volume and timing through that busy period.
It's the time of year when we talk about jingling, isn't it? Jingle bells. It sounds more like you're juggling. Juggling all the time at this time of year. That's quite incredible.
Yeah, certainly for a lot of our stores, Seth. You know, and if you've been into our number of stores, you know, the shop floor, the offering that we have is great. And I would certainly say to anyone, you know, you'll be really surprised when you walk into our stores. And they are very much, for the rural customer, they're an Aladdin's cave. However, if you go into our stores at Christmas, you know, they're even more of an Aladdin's cave. They're Sinbad's cave almost, because there's so much additional product that you find in our stores, you know, that really are suited towards those seasonal Christmas gifting ideas. And I think from a store perspective, we try to line the stores up and tee them up in such a way that the key focus on selected seasonal categories is planned and executed and maintained through that busy period. And we know when selected categories that Cathy buys and subcategories, we know when they peak. We know when the focus needs to take place in store itself. So it is rejuggling. It's about juggling those categories, what needs to come forward and at what time, based on historic sales data and uplift.
So this December, if you're passing your local Mole Valley Farmers store, why not pop in? Whether it's picking up a tree, finding a thoughtful gift, or just enjoying a wander through the festive displays. Our teams, as you've heard, have worked really hard to bring Christmas to life. So drop by and take a look. You might be surprised by what you find. I suppose, Cathy, having that 19 years of experience, like Richard says, about the balancing, knowing what to order, when to order it, how do you, though, know how much product to order to make sure that you either don't run out too soon or don't end up with stock that perhaps you don't really want it, you know, once Christmas Day has passed?
We're lucky in that we have good systems for analysis to look at the run rates of products, and we can look at products, you know, by store, by any group of stores. We can look at rate of sale by day or by week. So we have a lot of historical data to pull on. But it is challenging. You know, we started walking the Christmas tree fields back in June to choose the quality of tree that we wanted. And we buy, as Richard said, well over 30,000 fresh cut Christmas trees each year. And obviously they have a very short shelf life. And things can derail you. So last year we had the two key Christmas tree buying weekends had two named storms for those two weekends. So wet and windy weather, not really conducive to standing out in a yard, picking a Christmas tree and putting a wet Christmas tree in your car, on the roof of your car, or in your house. So we try to really mitigate things like that. And we make sure that we've got late night events. We make sure we have complimentary Christmas tree bags so that customers can actually get a free bag to put their tree in to ensure that they can get it home without making their car or their hallway wet, and try to do everything to help our customers to make sure that our sales analysis plays out and that things like weather don't derail us.
Yeah, no, absolutely. On that similar theme, Richard, of what is in the store, what isn't. I know certainly from going into my local Mole Valley here in South Moulton at Christmas time. Yeah, it's an amazing. It does feel like they've got elasticated walls, though, I have to say, because of everything that goes in. But what other things are you doing to make each local store reflect that local community? Because they're all a little bit different, aren't they? But what extra things do you kind of encourage in store?
Yeah, absolutely, Seth. And I think when you look at the product range that we have, you know, during December and November, you know, we're in the game of Christmas. And actually, from a customer perspective, regardless whether you're a rural customer, you're an agri customer, you're a farming family, Christmas is Christmas. And you still want to experience a Christmas look and feel in your local store, in your local Mole Valley Farmers. So what we try to do in our stores is very much bring Christmas to life. You know, and actually, when you go into our stores, the innovation we have in our stores in the look and feel is as good as anyone else. You know, I say it's the agri equivalent of Selfridges. You know, when you go into our stores and you look at what we create, you know it's Christmas, even though we're an agricultural rural retailer. And I think what we try to do with our stores is actually tap into the local community. You know, whether that be through, you know, charity work, whether that be through local businesses, whether that be through teaming up with the Christmas light switch on activity, whether that be through the Mole Express that we've done at South Moulton, for instance. So there's a lot that we target each store to do something locally with their local community. In previous years, we've done pet portraits. We've done wild bird sanctuary events in our stores during that. We've had reindeers, llamas, you know, things that are tied to, you know, what the business is about, what the brand's about. So we tend to liaise a lot and deal a lot with, you know, local pet/dog you know, sanctuaries in the area. Anything where there is a link to what we do as an organisation, we tend to team up and do as much as we can with those organisations to try and get that, you know, kind of look and feel and that interest from the local community. Previous years, we've also teamed up with local schools, choirs, local Salvation Armies in our areas to try to raise awareness for some of those organisations in the area as well. And there's a beneficial, hopefully a beneficial respect for those businesses. So we leave it really up to each store. They really discuss the opportunity with their regional manager on the opportunity locally on where they could potentially link up, target with. And it's a point of difference and it's a point of interest for our customers as well. You know, it's not just your sort of your mainstream shopping experience. They get a different experience if they come into our stores during that period. And the look and feel of Christmas and the great products that we have on offer just gives a different level of engagement and whole different meaning to Christmas shopping. And Seth, I don't know if you're a bit like me, Christmas shopping is a chore, but actually if you come into one of our stores, it doesn't feel like a chore. It feels like a great experience. And that's what we try to create, is a great experience for our customers.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And you always end up, if you take the kids along with their experience of it, which is quite magical at times. And Kathy, with that localness around stores, I know that we offer Christmas trees out to certain organisations and community groups, don't we?
Yes, we do. We'll work with charities, with learning centres, with schools, with hospitals, perhaps even with town squares and that sort of thing to actually support local communities with our great Christmas trees. It's an initiative that stores take great pride in individually and work really hard within their community to bring extra value. Some of them also work close up to Christmas with their local food banks too.
You are reaching out then, aren't you, to the wider community who maybe aren't so well known to Mole Valley and Mole Valley aren't so well known to them. So for our farmer shareholders who are listening to the podcast today, why is it? Why are we reaching out? How much important value is there in going beyond our normal agricultural communities to those wider communities? Where's the value in that for us? It might seem obvious, but where is it?
You know, by reaching to the wider community and selling greater volumes of everything, obviously we can bring better value to our farmer shareholders. And that's really important. So whilst we sell, you know, primarily to farmer shareholders, to contractors, to smallholders, country dwellers and equestrian customers, our stores really are open to all. And, you know, we welcome everybody. We're very comprehensive across a lot of areas, across food and drink, across clothing, across pet. There are in large numbers of categories, regardless of the season, that have widespread appeal. And by bringing in a wider customer base, so we can buy better, and everybody benefits from that, both those customers and, of course, our farmer shareholders.
Yes, makes complete economic sense. And Richard, I suppose we would be saying to our farmer shareholders, wouldn't we, that, you know, go out to their wider communities, people that they know. And if they're suggesting, where should I go Christmas shopping this year? Don't say, don't go to your big city. You know, pop on down to Mole Valley, take a look.
Absolutely. And, you know, farmer shareholders celebrate Christmas just as anyone else does as well. So they need Christmas gifts. They need gifts for their partners, their wife, their children, their family. So we like to think actually what we have created is a one-stop shop for those, for our farmer shareholders. They're able to come to us to buy everything they need for Christmas gifting for them, for their partners, their loved ones and their families. And the rest of the products that we have on offer that, you know, really do appeal to the wider market. You know, our rural customers, those customers who have pets, equine, as Kathy touched on, you know, a lot of the product that we sell during that busy period would appeal to mainstream retailing, you know, to mainstream high street customers. So it really is a product file that has far greater reach during that busy period than just the farming community. We also know that, you know, farmer shareholders, you know, predominantly drive, you know, half, you know, three quarters of the business turnover. So our farmer shareholders and their families look to come to us for that inspiration and that experience as well, you know, and they really do, you know, kind of see us as a one-stop shop or opportunity to get all of their Christmas wrapped up in one go.
I'll throw this one upon you. What would be the one item that you've got in store, most stores this year, that you'll be like, yeah, I'd love to have that?
I'll go first and say Christmas trees. I'm going to turn around and say there is no one out there, in my opinion, that does a Christmas tree better than what we do at the price point that we have. Our quality of Christmas trees is, you know, up there with the very best. And they're UK, they're British sourced. And as Kathy touched on earlier, there's a lot of work that goes on. But the reason why I say that, previously, I'd always had artificial trees before I joined Mole Valley Farmers. And the first year I joined Mole Valley Farmers, I bought a Christmas tree, a real Christmas tree. And actually, it lasted until February. You know, and actually, every year after, I've then bought one or two pot-grown Christmas trees and planted them in the garden. And they've been growing for the last 9-10 years. So Christmas tree for me is a winner, is absolutely a winner. And I think when you look at our Christmas trees and, you know, the offering that we have, to me, they're industry leading, they're market leading. I don't personally think you can get a better Christmas tree than one of Mole Valley Farmers.
Do you know what, Richard? I completely agree. I've got one grown outside my garden as well. I think it's been there three, four years now, going really well, really well. Kathy, how about you?
Oh, well, I've got seven dogs at home, Seth. So for me, it will have to be our dog beds. We've become famous for doing really strong promotions on dog beds at Christmas. And the team work really hard to make sure that we bring the best value in the market, the deepest fill, the best quality fabrics at price points that you just can't get anywhere else. And they're actually working on the prints for next Christmas now and the designs and the colours for next Christmas as we speak. And we've just had probably about 11 containers of dog beds land at our central distribution. So we'll be looking to sell somewhere between 12 and 14,000 dog beds over Christmas. And the value on them is unbeatable.
That brings us to the end of this festive edition of the Mole Valley Farmers podcast. A huge thank you to Richard and Kathy for lifting the lid on all the planning and hard work that makes Christmas happen in our stores. And thanks to you for listening. From all of us at Mole Valley Farmers, have a wonderful Christmas, and I'll speak to you again soon.